Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now you're talking landfill. Set the mood. Set the mood. Spock and Rebel Friday on B. Mitch and Finley. You know it is. I'm drinking my first ever Monster Energy drink. Lord knows what's going to happen.
Club. Did he tell you to play this song, Landfill? I mean, it sounds like a theme song for my friend.
For somebody named Freeman. It is Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. It is time right now to go to the BetQL
Everybody.
Guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey, and welcome in Green Bay Packers legend, Mr. Antonio Freeman. Mr. Freeman, thank you so much for joining us, man. How you doing?
Man, I never get called Mr. Freeman. So first of all, happy Friday to you guys. thanks for the very proper greeting. And I got to make a correction. When I first heard that song come on, I said, man, that's the perfect song for B. Mitch to come out to, man.
hey, you know, we did a few of those back in the day.
Absolutely, man. Just good times, great times. You know, that's one of the great things about being a former player. You know, your body is sore and your mental is a little screwed up, but there's nothing that can replace the memories and the good times that we shared.
There you go, man. Hey, so, Frida, I got to find out something real quick now. What's your favorite bourbon? Just so it don't start with a P and it don't end with an E.
Me off guard. I like Luca Mariani.
What?
I never even heard
what
of that.
What the hell is Luca Mariani? Yeah,
that doesn't sound like a dude from Kentucky.
There you go. Do your research.
Is he from?
I met a gentleman a couple weeks ago from Luca Mariani. Man, we met each other. We hit it off. He gave me a nice bottle of his preserve. And, man, it didn't take much.
Well, you got a bottle of that you don't need no more. That one. No, I'm joking. And what's your favorite tequila?
I took trips to Mexico, so I do know that the Patrons and all that, they don't even drink that over there.
They don't like Patron.
So, you know, the Casamigos thing is on a rise.
How about that?
I'm a Mezcal guy, B. Mitch. Mezcal is tequila, but all tequila is not Mezcal. So I gave you guys a little educational tip on Friday.
I'm just trying to find out what I'm going to have to send to your house, man, to say thank you, man. Every time I call you, you always say yes. So I want to hook you up with something.
I sure appreciate it.
I'm gonna see if I can find some Luca Mariani.
I gotta
find an Italian dude in Kentucky.
Hey,
seems easy.
Stranger things. Hey, go to your local market and see who's frying fried chicken. Hey, it's America, buddy.
We are talking with Packers legend Antonio Freeman, Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowler, All Pro. Antonio, thank you so much for joining us, man.
A liquor connoisseur.
Clearly. Antonio, we've been doing, for about an hour, kind of having a discussion on what is the scenario where this Washington football team, with statistically the worst defense in the NFL, can go into Lambeau Field and get a win. Is there a scenario that exists where you could see that unfolding?
Defense. I mean, if you look at your guys' successes with the Washington Redskins last year, you know, you really had a dominant rookie presence, and that really elevated the play of your defense. So I'm an offensive guy, but I remember those times sitting on the sidelines just hoping for the defense to make that one good stop and get us another opportunity. So if you can duplicate what the New Orleans Saints did to the Green Bay Packers in opening week, you can be successful. That seems like double-team Devontae Adams and make all of the other receivers beat us one-on-one. We'll roll the dice and take our chances.
Well, that's the thing about it, though. When you look at a team that has all the talent and the first-rounders that Washington has, and then you see them not producing at that level, over your time playing, have you ever seen where a team has a lot of talent and they don't produce, and what was the reason for that happening?
This is not a team that I played on, B. Mitch, but the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, we can list a whole bunch of teams that just have always been at the bottom, always securing that top 10 pick every year and not having success. Well, for me, playing with a great organization like the Green Bay Packers and then having a year to play in Philly, which was another great organization to play for, I know management matters. You know, people say coaches coach, players make plays. But management and how the teams run and whether these guys are happy, these players are happy or not, it means a lot. And the culture in Green Bay and in Philly when I was there, I'm very blessed to say that the only two stints that I had in the NFL were very pleasant, professional, and driven from the top to the bottom type of organizations.
Talking with Antonio Freeman, Packers legend, here on B. Mitch and Finley. You can follow Antonio at A. Freeman. Is it A. Freeman 86? Yes, sir. You can follow him on Twitter there. Antonio, I imagine in your time, and you're in Green Bay right now, I believe, what is Aaron Rodgers like as a dude?
You know, I haven't had the privilege of playing with him, but, you know, every time I see him around a facility, man, just a lot of mutual respect. He says, "What's up, Free?" And I say, "Aaron, how's it going?" And, you know, we get some small talk, but, you know, a guy like that, you know, he's always on to the next thing. He's got so many meetings to do and so many coaches to meet with and individual meetings with his players. So he's a really guy that's pulled in a bunch of different ways because he goes out of his way to have those individual meetings with the running backs to go over blitz protection and different things of that nature. And he spends times with his receivers so that they can know that if we get a look, this is where I'm going to go with the ball. So be ready. So, man, just a pleasant guy to be around. I had a chance to have my son and some of my family meet him. And, man, just always a class act guy every time I get a chance to meet him.
See, that's the thing you just stated, that, you know, when you go back to the facility and you run by him and things of that nature. And I'm sure when you were playing, there were a lot of guys that came before you that were walking around. And for me, I've always, when I saw the guys that came before me, I always wanted to impress them, which means that I picked their brain to find out what they did. And I worked as hard as I possibly can. Couldn't that also be something to help a franchise to be even better by having a lot of the past always around?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a phenomenal feeling to go back to Green Bay and have kind of unlimited access as an alumni on game days and things like that. And I think for the morale, that's how you build it up. Luckily for me, you know, we're kind of the centerpiece for how teams should do it. They say the Green Bay Packers allocate so much money to their alumni, which is the former players, more than anybody in the league. So just creating that culture and tying those things in from Super Bowls 1 and 2 to Super Bowl 31, where there was a big gap for the Green Bay Packers. And now winning Super Bowl 45, you know, they just make a conscious effort to tie those gaps in. And they spend the money doing it, buddy.
Talking with Antonio Freeman here, Packers legend, talking about his time in Green Bay. You know, it's funny, Antonio, while we're talking, I pulled up the highlight of that catch you made to beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Even these years later, it's still so wild to watch. And then the reaction from the crowd in Green Bay. You obviously know your way around being a wideout in the NFL. You know what it takes to be great. I mean, in 98, you had an all-pro year, 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns. I want to ask you about a pair of wideouts playing in this game. And let's start with the home team. What do you think of Devontae Adams?
His Madden rating says it all. 99 plus. I mean, listen, there's a lot of things that he encompasses as a wide receiver. He's tough. He's durable. You've seen him take the big shots and lay motionless on the floor, on the field. And then a series or two later, you see him back in against the San Francisco 49ers making a catch over the middle to win a game. Like, what he exemplifies as an NFL wide receiver is unprecedented. He goes across the middle. He goes deep. He's got great footwork. I bet he's an awesome dancer. And he has great hands. I watched this young man struggle just a bit as a rookie, dropping the ball. And I remember being on Packers radio, and I said, listen, this is one of those guys you're going to be watching for a long time because he did so many things well as a rookie that I knew once he put it all together that he would eclipse a lot of Packers greats and be one of the best that there is. And man, I just love his game all the way around. He's kind of quiet and shy, but, you know, he gets it done. I mean, you ask for, if there's a checkbox for being an NFL elite wide receiver, I think he checks those boxes more than an Odell Beckham.
Wow. And that's another guy.
You're right, dude. You're completely right.
Well, we have, and I think Odell got too much drama with him. He's trying to be a star, but without making sure he do it on the field consistently. I think he did it early, but it got away from him somewhere along the line. But Terry McLaurin is the guy here.
Louisiana guys, man.
Nah, I'm not like that. Terry McLaurin is a guy here who seems to have a lot of those same qualities that Devontae Adams has. What are your thoughts on him? I mean, a tough guy, goes across the middle, but he's always trying to get better. He doesn't get complacent.
I love his game. I talked about footwork with Devontae Adams. Here's another guy. He's a fleet guy. He's got great feet. He can move. The one thing I worry about guys like those, and historically coming from those dominant programs where you can dictate coverage offensively by getting one-on-one coverage. So you're always going against one-on-one coverage. You're always excelling against one-on-one in college. And what we were able to see him do last year really, really put that thought out of mind with him. I mean, I really couldn't even tell. He was a young guy out there playing. He's so fluent. He catches the ball well. And the thing I like about him, B. Mitch, is something that I did during my playing years. He makes big plays. He doesn't just make the play. He makes big plays. And the Washington Redskins have a definite solid base at wide receiver, which they haven't had for a long time, even since when they drafted Michael Westbrook over me in the 95 draft. So you guys are in a good position.
Hey, you sound like a little salty about that, man.
Salty, man. Salty is the word, B, man.
So I got to ask this, Antonio, and I'm actually quite curious how you're going to react to this one. The Washington football team right now has Taylor Heinicke as their quarterback. And Taylor Heinicke grew up a huge Packers fan. I mean, he grew up watching games with you. His late father was from Wisconsin. His father passed away when Taylor was in college. And I think he's going to have a really emotional response to playing in Lambeau Field. Heinicke openly talks about his favorite player ever was Brett Favre. And I think when you watch him play, he tries to play a lot like Brett Favre, but he doesn't have Brett's arm.
Nope.
Have you been able to watch Heinicke at all, and kind of what do you make of his game?
Courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet, back in the day, I got an opportunity to go down and cover Old Dominion, right?
Oh, wow. There you go.
I got a chance to cover a Caesar, which was running Comcast Sportsnet. Sure. He gave me an opportunity to cover some college games, and that was the first college game I got a chance to cover. I watched Tyler Heinicke, and I walked away from that game so impressed. And I said, I know this isn't a place where they typically take quarterbacks and send them to the pros, but I knew that he was one of those guys that could make it through the pros because he was able to read defenses. He was able to make plays. His comfort level looked amazing. It was like he was a man against boys in that college league he was playing against. And, man, I didn't think that his journey would lead him to D.C. as the starting quarterback, but, I mean, he can work on his arm strength. I mean, they're still trying to work on Cam Newton's arm strength, right? He's been in the league 13 years.
Right.
They're still trying to get him to push the ball down the field. So I think as a starting point, you can build from here. You can survive with Tyler Heinicke. Is he going to be the difference maker that can get these guys into the playoffs and maybe make them a Super Bowl contender. There's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that don't fit that bill. So he's just another one of them.
See, we don't need just another one of them though here if we're going to win some big stuff, though, for you know what I'm saying?
I get it, man. I mean, we talked about those draft picks. Like,
yeah.
How do you secure those draft picks and turn them into wins and turn them into, you know, a five-year run, you know, like we see the Kansas City Chiefs do, and just really secure some good picks? I think this scouting department, they really need to go out and take a good look at some of these guys and see if they really are about the money or about the game or both, because it can be both. But if it's just about the money, that's the product you're going to get on Sunday. You need guys that love what they're doing, love the money they're making, and love making fans cheer. And I don't think we have enough of those guys on this Washington football team.
Ain't that the truth? Talking with Antonio Freeman, Packers legend, Super Bowl winner. Antonio, last one for me. Let's remove Aaron Rodgers, because I imagine that green and yellow means a lot to you, and you'd probably put him number one. Who is probably your favorite young quarterback to watch?
B-More's finest, baby. You talking to B-More's finest, Antonio Freeman. So I'm going to surprise a lot of people. I'm living down here in Florida, so I got a chance to follow Lamar Jackson and his legacy down here in South Florida and when he went to Louisville. And, man, I'm just so impressed at the job he was done, what he overcame in Baltimore, when he had to take Joe Flacco's job, just the criticism and the racism and the hatred that he had to go through. I remember what he went through to be a star in this league, and it's great to see him now accepted. All of that stuff is behind him. People don't talk about those things as much. But I remember when that young man replaced Joe Flacco, there were people in Baltimore that wanted to give up their seats because they did not want to see him take over Joe Flacco. So for me right now, the excitement is in the legs right now. The excitement is in Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens, super quarterback. He can do it all now. You're seeing him throw the ball downfield. They said he couldn't throw the ball downfield. They said he couldn't throw the out route. They said he couldn't do everything. But he's doing it, and he's doing it well, man. So shout out to Lamar Jackson right now, the best quarterback in the game. He's carrying that team. He's carrying that team with three injured running backs, three different injured starting cornerbacks, and an average receiving core. Why are the Baltimore Ravens their record they have? Lamar Jackson. League MVP, baby.
Well said.
All right, man. You know, Good stuff there, brother.
I lied. I got one more for you, Antonio. Where are the best crabs in the world served?
In Louisiana.
Hey, listen, 85% of the crabs that they call Maryland seafood in Baltimore, they coming on trucks from Louisiana
Don't do it to me. Don't do it to me.
The Maryland crab is almost extinct. You get the Maryland crab from August to October 1st. But most of the Maryland crabs that you're eating, B. Mitch, where are they coming from?
Louisiana, baby, from the Gulf.
Hey. Antonio, you're killing me. You're killing me right now.
That's why me and B. Mitch get along, man. We talk trash, but we spit facts.
Hey, I found your Luca Mariano, too. Old American burger. Old Americana. Gotcha.
All right, Antonio, thank you so much,
man. Hey, text me address, dog.
It was great talking to you, man. Thank you very much.
B. Mitch, them concussions again. Yeah, man, I already texted you my address. Just check the thread, buddy.
You did?
B-Mitch, you got the world's biggest head. You can't remember something.
Hey, man, I didn't have a one concussion. I had a big protection. This is cistern on top of my neck.
Yeah, the pumpkin on his head.
Yeah. Love you guys, man.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
And go Pack, go, baby. Go Pack, go.
Thank you. That was Antonio Freeman. That was tremendous. I love when B books guests and they're just his friends and they're a riot. That was great.
They're crazy.
Great info and a lot of fun. When we come back, we got Ambassador Howard Gutman joining us at 12:45 to talk about this congressional thing and if there's anything actually there. But got callers. We got to talk props. What does Vegas see happening on the field when the Washington football team takes on the Green Bay Packers? We got Ask B. Mitch anything at 1 o'clock, predictions at 1:30. Busy, busy day. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. 30 minutes, we got predictions for the game and Ask B. Mitch Anything. You better get ready because the phone lines will be full. 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Ambassador Howard Gutman to explain what the hell this congressional letter to the Washington football team means. Right now, it's Cody Betts' time to take us through what Vegas expects from specific players this weekend as the Washington football team takes on the Green Bay Packers.
Let's get a quick lay of the land here. The Washington football team, 1 o'clock on Sunday, 7.5-point underdogs. That's plus 310 on the money line, and the over-under is set at 48.5. We will start with the player.
That thing opened at like 10, didn't it?
Yeah, and went really far down. We'll start with the player passing yards. Aaron Rodgers, over-under 255.5.
I would think you have to go over with that, man.
251.5?
55.
I mean, it's hard to... I mean, Mahomes just went for 400, right?
Yeah, I mean, he did.
It's hard to... Unless you think they're just going to run the ball and kind of grind it out. But, I mean, Washington's given up. I'm pulling it up right now. I mean, Washington's given up 310 a game on through the air.
Through the air.
309.5.
I'm going to take that 255.
Yeah, I think you go over that. Davante Adams, I mean, it's hard. That's hard. I would go over.
All right, Taylor Heineke, 237.5. Over under passing yards.
237? I mean, last week he didn't play very well.
Last week he was bad.
This secondary is not very...
Now, in his five starts now, he's gone, what was the number, 237?
37 and a half.
Okay, he's gone over that 3 out of 5 times. He's had a 320, a 290, and a 242. And then he's had last week's stinker against the Chiefs was 182, and then against the Bills he had 212. I am tempted to go over that. They're beat up in the secondary. I'm curious what you think, B-Mitch, because we'll use this as kind of a launch point. And I mentioned it to Freeman earlier, and it was actually really interesting that Antonio Freeman had covered Taylor Heinicke in college at Old Dominion. If you missed our interview with Antonio Freeman, make sure you check out the podcast or hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app. But, B, Taylor Heinicke has not made it a secret at all that this is an emotional game for him. Uh-huh. His father passed away, and his father was from Wisconsin and a huge Packers fan. Taylor told me that he used to watch the Packers every week with his dad. They'd get a big bowl of queso, and they would wear cheese heads to watch it. Brett Favre's his favorite player. Now he's going to Lambeau as the lead, as the starting quarterback.
See, that right there is what troubles me a little bit, because I hear him, and when I hear him talking, he sounds like a possible Brett Favre type guy. But I don't know if he has that same mindset just yet in this league. And I feel, because like after we lose a game, he come back, I got to do. Okay. He has to control those emotions. So I don't know if that's going to help or hurt. You get what I'm saying? Because I've seen a lot of people go different directions when it comes down to stuff like that. And I'm hoping that he can go the right direction. But that's something that's left to be proven. So
I'll pose a quick question to you guys. Is there any way the Washington football team wins if Heinicke has under 237 passing yards?
If Antonio Gibson has a buck 20. Yeah. Now, I'll say this, though, B. Going back to Atlanta was probably equally emotional for
Heinicke. Yeah, but
you're
playing against Atlanta. This is not
That's
Atlanta.
A big difference, sure. Yeah. But he was able to. But I don't think emotionally he got out of his game, is all I'm saying. Well, now, it's a different opponent for sure.
See, the difference I see it in Atlanta and this team here, you're going to Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers and a defense that's not great but better than Atlanta's defense.
Yeah.
And I think every time we've seen people begin to hinder him a little bit, he's not the same quarterback.
Sure.
And I believe that the team that goes against Aaron Rodgers every day in practice might be better suited to deal with what makes Taylor Heinicke very good.
Certainly. And I mean, you were saying this for a long time that let's wait until Heinicke's got four NFL games in the books and there's tape out there and D coordinators can start picking it apart. Mm-hmm. Ron Rivera said this morning with Sheehan that Kansas City didn't spy on Heinicke. I mean, this isn't Lamar Jackson or somebody that you have to spy on. But he said they very clearly had linebackers or DBs that were checking on him and trying to maintain one side of the field.
A few plays in the early part of the game, the honey badger was spying on it. He was standing right in the middle of the field, eyeing Taylor Heinicke. And I watched that.
Right. Rivera alluded to that.
That's what I'm saying. If I saw it three times on TV, it happened more than three times.
Right.
Yeah.
So, as much as fans have been screaming about his reluctance to run, maybe defenses are stopping his ability to run. And if he can't run, that limits some of it because we know about the arm strength weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
Will Taylor Heinicke have over 18.5 rushing yards?
If he allows himself to be who he is, yes.
Because here's the thing. Even though someone's spying on you, the spying is largely to prevent big gains.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't get 4 yards and slide, 6 yards and slide, 2 yards and slide. And if he does, I mean, 18.5 is a pretty low damn number.
Yeah,
if he gets out of the pocket, runs 6 times, I think he could get to 18.5. But he
can fall for 18.
But you know, in the last, I'm looking at the rush totals. He had 0 rush yards last week. The 2 games before that, he was averaging 8 yards a rush over 40 and 43. Mm-hmm. So I would go over that.
Yeah.
Especially because the way I think they'll be playing catch up late in the fourth and he'll be looking to make plays.
All right. FanDuel has four players in their player rushing yards props. Only one bet on the over-under is plus money. Do you have any guesses?
Give me that one more time.
There are only four players. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, Taylor Heineke, and Antonio Gibson. Only one out of the eight bets is plus money. Which one would it be?
For a touchdown?
No, playing rushing yards.
Okay. Aaron Jones.
No, his is going to be minus.
He's going to be minus. I would say Taylor Heineke.
It is Antonio Gibson. Over 51.5
wow.
is plus money.
Wow.
Vegas, the way I'm reading that, Vegas is not high on Gibson being able to go here, right? I mean, if 51.5 for Gibson is not a huge accomplishment. The Packers' defense is not dominant in a fashion that, you know, a running back can't get to 60 yards. And they're giving you plus money. To me, means they're trying to entice you onto that, right?
That sounds like it to me.
That's interesting. And we know Gibson missed practice on Wednesday. He's back out there. He's dealing with a stress fracture. He had an MRI on Monday. I don't know. And you said there's no J.D. McKissick stuff, right?
On FanDuel, there are no J.D. McKissick prop bets right now.
Because here's the thing. Here's why you wouldn't post McKissick numbers. You can't post McKissick numbers if you're uncertain on Gibson, because your standard McKissick numbers will be way too low if Gibson ends up not playing.
Yeah.
Normally, your McKissick numbers would be 23 rush yards, 19 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. But if Gibson ends up not playing, or if Gibson goes out in the first, then all of a sudden you got nothing.
Yeah.
It's interesting to watch.
That's very interesting. All right, I'll be checking it out closely.
Let's get to the player receiving yards. Davante Adams, 95.5
That's a lot for a receiver, but this is Davante Adams. And we've seen this year already.
All right. Any guesses on Terry McLaurin before I say it?
I'm going to say Terry McLaurin is plus 71.
I bet he's at like...
Over under 71.
I bet he's at like 65.
69 and a hook.
All right. Split the difference. with no Curtis Samuel and no Logan Thomas, although I like Ricky Seals-Jones and what he's been able to do, it's getting easier and easier for opposing defenses to focus on Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem when you've got – now, Heineke will give Terry shots. He'll give him chances. But at the same time, he doesn't have the strongest arm. So a lot of the quick stuff that you have to try to pick up, if you got tight coverage on a guy, you're not going to get it.
I think he can.
I think Terry can get to 65 yards, but I think there's a reason it's low.
Turning into a major gain, though.
To go along with that, what you're saying with the injuries, the Washington football team only has two players listed, whereas the Packers have five in the receiving category.
Oh, injuries, you mean?
No, in the receiving yards props.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Aaron spreads the ball around. And when you look at Washington, basically they have two guys that have been making plays so far.
And I mean, if you have to go into this pass game, who can you count on? McLaurin? I can't handle you with these glasses.
Arthur.
McLaurin? McLaurin, yes. Ricky Seals-Jones, kinda?
Kinda.
DeAndre Carter, kinda?
Yeah.
J.D. McKissick?
Yeah, yes.
It ain't Davante Adams.
Davante Adams, you know you can count on him. As Freeman just stated. In all aspects of receiving.
99 plus. There's a reason that's his ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we got to do. B-Mitch got to talk about Paul Henry. I want Paul to know how much I appreciate the work he's doing for me right now, literally as we speak. When we return, Ambassador Howard Gutman joins us to explain what the hell this congressional inquiry into the Washington football team actually means. 1 o'clock, ask B-Mitch anything. We want your predictions on the game. Don't go anywhere.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're going to talk to our friend, the ambassador, Howard Gutman. Howard was an ambassador to Belgium during President Obama's presidency. He has 30-plus years of legal experience. He knows politics. He knows Congress. He knows some football. He used to work for former Washington football team owner Edward Bennett Williams. Howard, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you taking a few minutes, Ambassador.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you, JP, and nice to meet you, Brian.
How you doing, Howard?
That's great. All's great.
Let's get down to business on this. So we get some serious news last night when the House Oversight Committee sends out this letter. I think it was addressed actually to Roger Goodell, but the point of this letter is, what the hell is going on with the football team? What the hell is going on with this investigation? We want some answers. For people that don't speak politics like you, what are they trying to accomplish here?
So at a minimum, this is a great opportunity to embarrass the last remaining old white male, old money private club, uninvestigated and unexposed for a long time. So there'll be some political points for Carol Maloney, for the members on the House Committee on Reform and Oversight. But what it probably does not do is what people are expecting if they just read the paper today, that on November 4th, out come 650,000 emails, and we learn everything that Bruce Allen has been saying, and then, oh, let's go see Jerry Jones's and turn to the rest of the league. That's not going to happen.
But does it get any of these 650,000 emails released? No.
So what it does is it starts a process. You've got to remember, the House committee is not a prosecutor. They're not a court. Their only power is to pass legislation. So they hold hearings to learn facts that help them understand legislation. So here they said, oh, you know, maybe we need legislation about workplace reform. We should get more facts. Why don't we get all the emails from the NFL? So they write the letter, they get the news stories. If they were really going to be able to get these documents, they would have to get a subpoena. So the committee would have to seek a subpoena. That is like, for example, what happened this week with Steve Bannon, Trump's advisor on the January 6th insurrection. And when he said, I'm not coming to Congress to testify, they're actually deciding whether to prosecute. There is no chance they subpoena Roger Goodell and force him to decide whether to appear or not by producing these emails. It's just way too hot. But it does get things rolling. Now, will there be more leaks? Will there be leaks? And will there be collateral damage? So often, someone has to get thrown overboard to make it look like things have gotten better. I'm just hoping my friend of 40 years, Jeff Pesch, who is a smart, honorable lawyer, and what a shock, he engaged in talking in a cozy relationship with one of the 32 people who have employed him for decades. But Jeff Pasch is a serious lawyer. I've known him since the first day of law school in 1977. He's a buddy. But he could be collateral damage. The NFL could say, oh, don't worry, we've taken care of Pasch. They're not going to throw an owner overboard. How do you throw Dan Snyder overboard without his leg being chained to Bob Kraft and his leg being chained to Jerry Jones? And all of a sudden, 32 owners start falling to the bottom of the lake. That's not going to happen.
We saw early on where they used to be a tax-exempt, what they call them, a not-for-profit organization. And when they started getting pressure there, that they had to leave that and change. Could this be a thing of trying to get more pressure on them to where you either release or you don't have a lot more of the little great things that Congress has put in place for the league?
Absolutely. So they always threaten the antitrust exemption. They threaten going after the foundations. But frankly, I don't think there's enough support generally. The problem with the NFL is it's got the best product. But Carol Maloney, you know, the Democrats in the House Oversight Committee, they can score some points for saying, I'm not just standing by, but I don't think they start taking this to the ground because, frankly, it's not really their business that much. They can go do their oversight legislation. You have to remember, we often forget, the NFL is a private organization. Each football club's a private organization. If they committed a crime, they can be investigated by a prosecutor. If they've committed a civil wrong, someone can sue them. But there was absolutely no obligation to have an investigation of any kind. There's no rules that say if there's a scandal at JFK that Entercom Odyssey then has to hire a lawyer to do an investigation. That's up to them. That's private. Once they did it to calm the fans down, that creates material that certainly will leak. The question is, who leaked this? Because they wanted to get Bruce Allen and John Gruden. And we have some ideas who leaked it, but that's for another show, perhaps. And so more might leak. But I don't think they'll be able to take down a private organization, the NFL, by looking at all their emails. It won't shock you, I suspect, to think there are probably other emails with bikini bottom cheerleaders and homophobic and misogynist jokes. 10 years ago in the NFL, it's like a college fraternity that never matured. Their emails are going to be laden with that. And if we look at it with today's eyes, if we look at it with the kind of eyes that threw Al Franken out of the Senate for doing nothing compared to this, we would throw out the entire NFL. I don't think that's going to happen.
Talking with former ambassador to Belgium, Howard Gutman, 30 years legal experience, understands politics and the way this world works. Ambassador, I'll leave you with this last question, and I think the answer is fairly simple. For a lot of fans, they hope/want some smoking gun that could force a change of ownership for the Washington football team. Is this latest shot from Congress the thing that gets that done?
I doubt it will happen. There's always the $1.6 million settlement from the airplane issue. But frankly, everything I've known about the Danny is with his male buddies, he used to kind of be a little bullying. He would have, you know, his GM play bartender for the night. But he really wasn't the type to kind of make the misogynist jokes. I don't see him making fun of a gay player. It's just not Danny's style. So it doesn't probably get back and hit him. And in any event, if you did hit him, what are you going to do about Robert Kraft? We kind of forget the Miami massage parlor and stuff. You can start looking at the owners. They all go down. It's a jury of 32 people, and they're all in the same boat.
I think you're right. Ambassador, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
All the best. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. That is Ambassador Howard Gutman, a major Washington football team fan.
We're just trying to bring information.
And a guy that is majorly plugged in around this city, for sure. Here's what we're going to do next. Ask B. Mitch anything. Predictions for the game. We got a what?
I say really?
Yeah, really. We're getting to all of it next on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.